40 days of words, singing to one another. Ephesians 5, verses 18 to 20 says, "Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts. And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Hi, this is Jim Brown. Every church service I have ever attended has included singing. Have you ever wondered why? Well, it's not necessarily that we're all such good singers, which some are and some aren't, but it's because the Lord made us so that we could sing and that it would be good for us. On day 20 in this series, I talked about Psalm 100, which starts with, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord." And as I've said in church, we only need to make a joyful noise. So why should we sing in church? Well, you might like to know that there are over 400 references to singing in the Bible. King David commanded it to be done and appointed people to do so, and he called those choirs, and he even created some instruments designed for praise. There is also the horizontal and vertical elements to singing. Think of a cross. The vertical piece in our singing is praise to God. The horizontal component is that we sing encouragement to one another. Notice, too, that this verse says, "Be filled with the Holy Spirit and sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs." You see, the Holy Spirit inhabits the praises of God's people when they sing to God and praise His name. I once heard it said, quote, "A healthy church is a singing church." So, next Sunday, when you go to church, use your God-given voice to praise God in song together with your brothers and sisters in Christ. And as Psalm 150 says, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." My prayer, Lord, help me to look forward to singing time at church. Help me to sing unto you and enjoy the fellowship we all share as we sing words of praise and glorify your name. Amen.